It is 10 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio.
Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And for Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlson, good morning.
Good morning to you, Cos. Just from the top, nominations for this Wednesday night's meeting at Wentworth Park and Maitland and Dapto on Thursday are still open. You've got just under 10 minutes until 11 a.m. to get them in.
Now, the grand final of the TAB Million Dollar Chase this Friday night.
I tell you what, I can stiff a fairy tale story here, Cos. If Pindari Express wins the TAB Million Dollar Chase, it will be what dreams are made of for trainer Tracy Screws. She lives at Chifley with her dad Jack, just south of Maroubra in Sydney, and travels all the way to near Bankstown Airport to a slipping track to train Pindari Express, which won his million-dollar chase semi-final on Friday night in 29.85. And Tracy is our guest on Going Greyhounds today. Trace, good morning. Has it sunk in yet that you have one of only 8 tickets left in a million-dollar lottery?
Oh, yeah, I think it's sinking in now, Dave, yeah. And good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited. Wow, Friday night at Wendy. Bring it on this Friday night. Trace, your story really is an incredible one. He's your first track record holder, having sizzled on debut at Bulleye in 22-18. He's your first city winner. And now he's a million-dollar chase finalist.
Yeah, he's also our first group winner too, Dave. So he's done it all for us. And hopefully...
Well, you just need a little bit of luck. Luck's a fortune, as they say. And look, in the semi-final on Friday night, going down the back straight, Pindari was 3 wide and beginning to burn before the turn. And I said to my greyhound-loving mate, the hippo, who was standing next to me, Pindari's home. He said, you're going the crow? I said, I'm not going the crow. Pindari's home. You know, Tracy, once he gets balanced, he turns the loam into a Formula One track.
Yeah, look, he's got a terrific burst of speed, Dave. And he just needs a bit of room in that to move to be able to show what he can do. So, yeah, I knew he was in a good spot going down the back on Friday night. I thought he was in with a good chance of getting close to winning his heat. So he did everything that we were hoping for.
Well, I think he's probably in a good spot as we speak. I think your driving is probably in the back, isn't he, after you've been to the slipping track today?
Yes, he's certainly in the back. He's probably laying on his back with his 4 legs up in the air. He's happy as Larry to have had his run today.
Well, Tracy, there were really emotional scenes after his win in the semi-final on Friday night. There were lots of tears. You hugged your sister, you hugged your niece, and your dad, Jack, was beaming with pride. It was terrific to meet Jack. I know he listens to this show every morning, and I'm sure there won't be much sleep in the household between now and this Friday night.
No, there probably won't. And my mum and my brother were at home, and mum always wakes up for us when we get home, makes sure that they've had their soft serve on the way home.
Pop into Macca's, the drive-through. The dogs love that. Now, Tracy, Pindari Express has won 15 of 26 starts and has jumped from every box except the 4 box, which he's drawn for the TAB Million Dollar Chase final. Look, in the final, he's drawn between Flying Bazza on his inside and Black Opium to his outside. What are your thoughts on the draw?
Yeah, I know he's never had the 4 and I knew it was coming at sort of were hoping it wasn't coming in that in this race Saturday night. But look, Dave, if they can all just go straight, that's all you hope for, isn't it? That everyone can just sort of go straight and, you know, and whoever gets the luck, gets the luck. I think he'll handle the 4. You know, I'm not 100% sure because he's never been out of the 4 before, but I think he'll go straight. It's just a matter of what they do around him, you know.
Look, it really is going to be a race for the ages as race caller Timmy Newbold said to me, the status of a Group 1 Invitational, There's going to be sizzling speed from the inside and the outside. We're all of us holding our breath to see who emerges after that first turn out of the straight and who is looming large going down the back. Tracy, all the very, very best with Pindari Express, one of five New South Wales greyhounds in the decider. And thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
No worries. Thanks very much, Dave, and thanks for having me. Dave, could I just say a quick hello to everyone that sent all cheerios and messages to me? I just haven't had a chance to answer everyone. I'll try and get to everyone. I don't want everyone to think I'm rude or not paying attention to them, but I've seen their messages. I just haven't had a chance to answer everyone.
That's fine, Trace. Hopefully you'll have a few more messages on Friday night.
Oh, let's hope so, Dave. That'd be nice.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks,
say hi to the family. Say good day to Jack for me. Good on you.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All righty. Tracy Scroose there. Sean, the box draw, Sean, for the TAB $1 million chase is Get It Gizmo, Jason McKay in one. Good Odd Serrata, Frank Hurst, two. Flying Bazza, Jason McKay's second finalist in three. Pindari Express for Tracy Scroose in four. Black Opium for Jason and Shona Thompson in box five. Shimmer Shine, Andrea Daly, six. Jimmy Casey for Pete Carr in seven. And Kurt Lee, Glenn Rounds in eight. The reserves are Perfect Marshall and Aston Duke. The TAB $1 million chase fixed odds market. Pindari Express is an $8.50 chance. Good Odds Harada from box two, the $3.60 favourite. Get It Gizmo from the one, $3.80. Black Opium, the five, $4.40. We've got Kurt Lee from the eight, $6.50. Shimmer Shine from the six at $8.50. Sean, Mystic Riot, last year's champion of the $1 million chase, copped an early bump and was never in it in her semi-final on Friday night. She has been retired. While Get It Gizmo posted the fastest time in the semis with 29.45, just ahead of Black Opium with 29.46. A big night for Jason and Shona Thompson after also winning the Adelaide Cup with an amazing run from Hooked on Scotch. And brilliant pup Shimmer Shine saluted in 29.60 in the semi-finals of the $1 million chase. That pup doesn't even turn 2 years of age until November. Mm. It's absolutely amazing. And Sean, unfortunately, Feral Frankie got a nasty bump at the first turn in his semi. He took a tumble, but he was A-OK. Jack Smith told me later on, he chased the field home and he's fine.
Oh, that's good. John Finn, a bit emotional on Saturday night.
Yeah, Johnny's recovering from heart surgery. And he watched his brilliant and his versatile chaser, Blue Moon Rising, from his hospital bed, demolish his rivals in Heat 1 of the Group 3 Sydney Cup. Blue Moon Rising, wow, scored by 7 lengths in a supersonic 41.65. He was led out by John's hard-working wife, Minnie, and Blue Moon Rising was having only his second staying start for several months. Is the $2.20 TAB fixed odds favourite for the Sydney Cup. Drawing box one in this Friday night's final. Boom Down for Andrea Daly, which won Heat 3 in 42.07, is the $3 second favourite from box three. While Dublin Lad for Central Coast trainer Barry Howe, which won his Heat in 42.16 at only his fifth race start, and he started as a roughie, he's also a roughie in the final at $31 from box four. Now, the upset in the heats was Tornado Tears, the track record holder at Wentworth Park, the Victorian. Batman, he was never going well in the heats. He finished unplaced. The Sydney Cup box draw Friday night, Blue Moon Rising 1, She Will Bloom 2, Boom Down 3, Dublin Lad 4, Just Terms 5, Mrs. M Grand 6. We've got Blazing Cartier in 7 and Radar Gun, the Queenslander, in 8. The reserve, Sweetfire All, and Ebby Ripper, Coz.
All right, now we've got some more finish on race meetings at Richmond.
Yeah, you bet, Coz. Coming up, there are 3 meetings in November. There are 3 meetings in December. And all of the races will be with the finish on lure. You can get the details, Coz, by going to the Bible, thedogs.com.au.
Now, who gave the short course track record a haircut at the Gardens?
The Gardens on Friday night. Look, we've got to congratulate trainer Rob Tyler. Speedy Boltaz set a new track record over the 272 metres of 15.42. He's almost 4 years of age. He's been plagued by injury. He's only had 18 starts. So well done to you, Rob. And also good luck to Rob Tyler too. with Zipping Truvy, who lines up in the Young Star Classic final at Wentworth Park this Friday night. And if you're going on Friday night, you've got to get your tickets online, milliondollarchase.com.au. They're $20. Every cent goes to Greyhounds as Pets. And we'll see you there with the Hoodoo Gurus playing live after the last. And Kais, I know I'm going to be a bit self-indulgent, but I want to plug my little girl, Jazz Button, a greyhound who I own with a couple of mates in Bris Vegas. She won her first race start at Ipswich on Friday afternoon. She
had on
three
Dave.
Starts for three. Yeah, she'd had three starts for 3 seconds, cos she bolted in by over seven lengths in 16 and 82, just 0.12 outside the track record. She's trained by Brian Baker. Brian used to be a conditioner and a race caller out Dubbo way. So I was very, very excited. Little Jazz Button, or Squirt, as she's known around the kennels, she broke through.
A little something on there, Dave?
I got $1.75, but I did have something. I told my mother, and she said, "What the hell are you having that much for?" I said, hey, Mum, here's some prawns. She said, "Okay, all is forgiven."
That's it, all right. You got a few tips for today for us?
Yeah, sure, and there's two New South Wales meetings today. Bulleye this afternoon from 3:37. The best bet there, race 4, number 7, Agent of Victory. 4:07, the value bet, race 1, number 1, Western Star Jet, 1-1. And it's Monday night at Grafton from 6:06 this evening. The best bet there, race 5, number 5, La Grande Quality for Darryl Thomas. Very good greyhound, 5-5. The value bet, race 9, number 2, Allegro Diamond, 9-2. And Cos, that wraps up another Going Greyhounds.
Good on you, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers.
Dave Carlson from Greyhound Racing New South Wales.